Welcome to Product Hunt Daily, a Brie podcast. I'm Mia.
And I'm Milo. Today, we're looking at tools that rethink how we work with code, the web, and our own voice.
Two new open-source projects want to pull coding agents out of the browser tab and into the desktop, attacking the problem from completely different angles.
Plus, several Mac apps are bringing local AI to everyday voice workflows, and a modern SSH workspace just relaunched for developers who live in the terminal.
At D, the Agentic Development Environment is a free and open source surface that syncs every AI coding subscription you already pay for across web, desktop, terminal, and mobile.
The idea is you can run agents from your laptop, continue the conversation from your phone, and later finish it off from another computer through the web client, with all chats staying synced.
So it is not a new coding agent itself. It is a single pane of glass for the subscriptions you already have. And it follows you across devices.
Right, and that solves one half of the screen-bound problem. The other half is that even when agents are running, you still have to sit and watch scrolling text. That is where Herd comes in.
Herd is a macOS voice layer that gives Claude Code, Codex, and Cursor a spoken voice. Founder Kelly points out that the last 2 years focused on voice input and better prompts, but nobody worked on the other half. Agents still answer in scrolling text you have to sit and watch.
Herd listens to those agent sessions, understands what matters in context, and turns the useful parts into concise, natural speech. You can set it to full commentary or silence until something errors or needs a decision.
And when agents run in parallel, Herd summarizes at the project level, so you hear where the work stands, instead of five terminals talking over each other.
You can pair your phone and it comes with you. It is open source and free for personal use.
Two tools, both open source, both tackling the same frustration from opposite ends. One gives you a unified surface across devices. The other gives your agents a voice, so you are not chained to the screen.
Now shifting to a different kind of workspace rethink. Vanquish is a Mac app that lets you clip living, interactive pieces of the web and arrange them on your own canvas.
And these are not screenshots. They are the real, live pages, still scrollable and clickable. You pull the tracking widget, the dock, the dashboard, and the chat you actually use into one space, laid out the way you think, not the way each site wants.
There is also an AI agent built in that runs errands. The maker is Gunn, who describes the origin as a frustration. You cannot take the one part of a page you care about and put it next to the one part of another, so you just tab back and forth all day.
That tabbing back and forth is exactly the friction Vanquish removes. Instead of windows, you have a canvas. Instead of tabs, you have the live pieces you actually need.
Another Mac utility launching now is Islet. It brings iPhone's dynamic island behavior to the notch on newer MacBooks.
Most notch utilities just draw a static shape over the cutout. Islet uses native Spring physics expand and collapse, real-time HUDs for volume and brightness, a live music glance with full playback controls, and one-tap audio output, switching with no system settings detour.
It also includes calendar, weather, and a file tray you can drop into from anywhere. It is built natively in Swift Plus AppKit, not Electron, and is fast and full-screen aware.
The solo developer, Lipe, explains that getting the Spring physics expand and collapse to feel native took a lot of manual trial and error debugging, way more hands-on than prompting an AI and shipping it.
The launch price is a one-time $5.99 with a 3-day free trial.
So Vanquish rethinks how you arrange the web, and Islet rethinks how you use the notch. Both are Mac utilities shipping now, both from solo developers who felt the default experience could be better. Let's jump into a wave of new Mac apps that are bringing local, on-device AI to everyday voice workflows. Three stood out this week.
First up is Speech to Markdown. It's a free app for macOS and iOS that converts your voice directly into structured Markdown.
It uses a local whisper speech-to-text model, along with a local large language model, so everything runs on device. No cloud, no API keys. The developer is explicit about that.
You get a global dictation shortcut, so you can trigger it from anywhere. and a live markdown editor that updates as you speak. The use case here is pretty clear. Think meeting notes, drafts, anything where you want formatted text without touching a keyboard.
Then there's Whisper, another free Mac voice typing app. This one has a global shortcut too, and the developer reports 98% accuracy across 31 languages.
The backstory is interesting. It's a solo builder based in Stockholm. He says he built it because other tools either capped their free tiers too tightly or pushed expensive paid plans.
There is a pro tier at $4.99 a month. That adds text-to-speech with 64 voices and translation across those 31 languages.
New users get a free pro upgrade when they start, and there's a cursor agent feature listed as coming soon. So the free tier is genuinely usable now, with a paid path for the extras.
The third app is a different take entirely. Speeches is a teleprompter for macOS and Windows, but it listens to you.
Right. Instead of you following a fixed scroll speed, the script scrolls based on your actual voice. If you speed up, it speeds up. If you slow down or go off script, it adapts.
It works live inside Zoom, Google Meet, Microsoft Teams, and OBS. And crucially, the prompter stays hidden during screen shares. Your audience doesn't see it.
All processing happens on device. The solo developer describes it as a middle ground between reading a rigid script and full improvisation.
Pricing is a one-time purchase with no subscription. So across these three apps, you're seeing a clear pattern. Local AI doing useful voice work from dictation to live prompting without sending your audio to the cloud.
On the bigger company side, OpenAI introduced a feature called Health in ChatGPT. The idea is to let you connect health data, medical records, and wellness apps into a single conversation.
You stay in control of what gets shared. From there, ChatGPT can offer personalized insights, help you track changes over time, prepare for appointments, and understand your results.
It's positioning ChatGPT as the place where all your health information converges, not replacing a doctor, but helping you make sense of what you already have.
And Meta launched something called Seller by Facebook. It's a dedicated app for Facebook Marketplace sellers.
This one uses AI to create listings faster, pulls all your conversations into a single inbox, and helps you track inventory and report on performance.
The target audience is entrepreneurs who treat Marketplace as a real source of income, not just casual sellers clearing out the garage.
So you've got OpenAI moving deeper into personal health data and Meta building dedicated commerce tools. Both betting that AI makes these experiences sticky enough to pull users into their ecosystems.
And that's where we'll pick up next. Shellmate just relaunched on Product Hunt, positioning itself as a modern SSH workspace built for developers, system administrators, and DevOps teams.
And this is a second go-around for the product. The builder noted that since the first release, they have added native desktop apps for Windows, macOS, and Linux based directly on community feedback.
Right, so this is not a web-only tool. You download a native app on your operating system and get a full workspace, tabs, split terminals, SFTP support, and a built-in snippets library.
They are also leaning into collaboration. The relaunch includes session sharing, so you can hand a terminal session off to a teammate, which is a pretty practical workflow for on-call or pair debugging scenarios.
And there is an AI angle here. Shellmate includes AI-powered assistance, though that feature sits on the paid side of the house.
Let us break down the pricing, because it is worth understanding. For individual users, Shellmate is free, and you can connect to an unlimited number of servers. That unlimited connections piece was specifically added after the first launch based on what users asked for.
The catch: free individual accounts do not get the AI features. To unlock those, plus the team collaboration tools, you need a paid team plan.
So the model is pretty straightforward. Free for solo SSH power users who just want tabs, splits, SFTP, and snippets across unlimited servers on their native desktop. Paid when you want AI assistance and shared sessions.
One thing that stands out is the cross-platform native approach. A lot of terminal tools are Electron-based or macOS only. Shellmate shipping native apps on all three platforms, Windows, macOS, and Linux is a meaningful differentiator that came straight from community requests.
And Product Hunt is a fitting venue for a relaunch like this. The builder is essentially saying, we listened, we rebuilt, here is what we added, and the core pitch is still a modern, all-in-one SSH workspace.
So, to recap, ShellMate, native desktop SSH workspace across Windows, macOS, and Linux. Tabs, split terminals, SFTP, snippets. Session sharing for Teams. AI-powered assistance on paid plans. And free individual use with unlimited server connections, no AI included.
That is the ShellMate relaunch. A modern take on the SSH terminal, rebuilt around community feedback, available now on Product Hunt.
That's our show for today. Let's do a quick flyby of what we covered.
Two new open source tools want to make working with coding agents less of a screen-bound chore, each attacking a different side of the problem.
We also looked at how the web is the most powerful tool we have, but we experience it through a stack of tabs and windows that someone else designed.
On the Mac side, several new apps are bringing local AI to everyday voice workflows. Speech to Markdown, for example, is a free macOS and iOS app that tackles that exact use case.
OpenAI introduced Health in ChatGPT, letting users connect health data, medical records, and wellness apps inside the chat experience.
And ShellMate relaunched on Product Hunt as a modern SSH workspace aimed at developers, system administrators, and DevOps teams.
We'll be back next time with more tools and signals worth paying attention to. Thanks for listening.